I want to say hello and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that you've already had a blessed day, but I tell you what, I know that tonight you're going to have a blessed evening, because anytime you gather in the presence of God, God is in the midst of us and he has something for you tonight. I tell you what, I believe that the refreshing of God is going to touch us tonight. I believe that you're just going to feel his presence and that he's going to speak to you and you're just going to get what God has for you tonight. Amen. I've already heard of a great miracle, hallelujah, that the Lord did. And so it just has me stirred up. Amen. And so we're just going to enter into worship and praise and just give God your all tonight. Open up your heart. Even if you're watching us on live stream, create an atmosphere of worship and praise for God to move within. Amen. Hallelujah.
Down, down, down. I'm living in line now, I'm giving stay.
Oh.
shattered glass on the floor, and he had said, that was my favorite cup. He said, that was my favorite cup, and I'm going to fix it. He said, but when I fix it, I'm not going to fix it like the world wants me to fix it. I'm going to fix it so that it completely becomes something completely different. It's going to be completely different. It's going to look completely new. And now that it's empty and it looks brand new, I'm going to fill it with me.
To the Lord, if we will give it to Him. Amen. The Lord is always ready to take the battle off of our hands. We just have to be willing to open our hearts and let Him have it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, you can see I'm here by myself tonight. Woo, woo. So I'm trying to keep myself under wraps. Amen. But no. Pastor Regina is preparing for audit, and you guys know this is a busy season for her. But let's be praying for her and the whole team, because I believe next week is when that all happens, and I believe it's going to go well. And so just keep that up in prayer, okay? All right. And then I want to remind each and every one of us that next week we have Brother Chris D'Amico here. Is that correct? Yeah. Now, he's going to be here Friday and Thursday. He'll be here Thursday and Friday, and then he's coming back on the 10th, Sunday night. He'll be here at 6:30, okay? So we're going to have some great services with him here, and it's going to be a blessing, and it's going to be good. And then also, I want to remind you that we have Easter coming up, right? And when we have Easter, we have two services. We're going to have one at 7:30, and then our regular 10 o'clock service. And we are going to have communion and all that kind of stuff, and we are going to have some food in between. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know I'm always happy when we're eating. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a good, good Sunday. So I want you guys to be ready for that. And with that being said, I guess we will let children go. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then what we're going to do for offering tonight is I just want to give you a reminder that there was a time in the Bible where the Lord just had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and he was able to feed thousands of people. Amen? And I think that that's a good reminder of us sometimes. If you're challenged in your giving, especially with what's going on with these gas prices and everything, if you're challenged in your giving or anything, I want you to remember that the whole idea of putting your tithes and offerings in the hand of the Lord is so that he can expand everything you have. Amen? And the Lord will put his favor upon you. He will put his touch upon you. And he definitely wants to have a touch on your finances. That's why he gives us promises where he says that by tithing and by offering, we will open up the windows of heaven. Amen? And he also says that he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, and so that he derails the plans of the enemy that come against us. Amen? So tonight, when you bring up your offering tonight, I just want you to be assured that just like the Lord, think about that. 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he fed thousands of people. Amen? The Lord is able to handle every situation that comes across our path. Nothing is impossible for God. He's able to help us wherever we're at. Amen? And so tonight we're just going to pray over the tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as people bring forth their tithe and offering, Father, just let your blessing be upon them, Lord. Lord, I thank you that just like you took care of those who looked like they did not have enough in the Bible, God, you always made sure that they did, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you'll not just make sure that we have enough, but we'll have more than enough, Father. In fact, your word says that we should have to give to every good work, Father. And Lord, I just pray your blessing upon everyone, God, and your blessing upon your people, Father. And Lord, I just pray your blessing upon this offering tonight. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, I think tonight I'm just going to begin in the book of Colossians chapter 3, and we're just going to look at the word being in us tonight a little bit, and we're just going to look at some scriptures here and see what the words, what the Bible says about the word of God and it being a part of us, and we're just going to look here in Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 12. It says, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." Boy, that'll get us started right there, won't it? Ooh, hallelujah. "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love or charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to thee, which also ye are called in one body, and ye be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And what I want to concentrate on is let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of God dwell in us richly in all wisdom. You know, one thing that Christians really have to work on is that we need the Word of God in our heart. And I want you to know that the reason we need the Word of God in our heart is because it's the way we grow in the Lord, and that it is rich with wisdom that is going to help us in life. I want you to know that before we met the Lord, our minds had a corruption about it, where we were just carnal and carnally minded and without God. And so now that we have God, one of the things that we have got to make sure we do as Christians is we've got to make sure that the Word of God is rich in our heart. Now, how can the Word of God be rich within us? It means that we have to apply ourselves to make sure that we're studying and putting the Word of God in us. Amen? And I want you to know something that it says here, that let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You know, that word dwell means to live inside of us. Amen? And we know that Christ has overtaken our heart and that the Lord lives within us. And one thing that's critical is that we are constantly feeding our spirit, soul, and body. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that we have, as it were, an outward man and an inward man. And it says that our outward man, though he perish every day, our inward man can be renewed day by day. And I want you to know that that's not talking about you physically getting old. That's talking about the fact that your outward man, which is the carnal, ungodly nature, should be dying off of you every day because you're growing your inward man. And your inward man should be growing every day because you're feeding your inward man the Word of God. Amen? And as we do that and as we feed ourselves in the Word, then we're going to see God do what He does. And that's help us come into where we are supposed to be. We're going to look here at what it says right here. This is a very well-known scripture, but I just want to read it to you. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, I want you to know something. Church is very important. You know, the Bible says this, that we need to see ourselves gather together even more so as we see the day approaching. I want you to know, having pastors, and like next week when we have Brother Christy Amico come in to church, those are moments that are critical for our Christian faith. They're critical for us to grow. But I want you to know that the thing that is going to build you the most is you studying. Study to show yourself approved. And the Bible says that not only are we studying, but we are rightly dividing the word. If we can rightly divide the word, that means that there's a way to wrongly divide the word. And what that means is that whenever we're trying to make the word say what we want it to, instead of say what it really says, that's when we get into trouble. Amen? When we want to bend the rules and get out of what God says, then that's when we get ourselves into trouble. Amen? And that's exactly why He gave us the Word of God. The Word of God is so that we know how to live right. The Word of God is so that we have wisdom. The Word of God is so that we know how to hear God and speak right what God wants us to speak and be right in unity with what God has for us. Amen? So we need to understand that us learning how to study the Word is a critical part of our life. It's good to go to a very good church. Listen, people that tell you that they're living for God without church, I tell you what, don't fall into that trap. You know what? Jesus was in the synagogue every Sunday, as His custom was. Every Sabbath, He was in the synagogue. Now, He didn't like everything that was going on in the church, and He was fixing a lot of stuff, but He still knew how critical it was to be a part of it. Amen? And we're not going to find a perfect church all by itself, but that's why you're supposed to go there and be a part of it. But seriously, what I want you to know is that you have the church to support you, but you have to study to show yourself approved. And we have to make sure that we're putting in the time and the effort to learn what God has to say in the Word about a subject. You know, we can do topical studies in the Bible. We can do subject, but we can also just read that word and let it soak in us, and it will bring change to our nature. Amen? And anybody that's seeking wisdom on a subject, I'm telling you, before I go Google and before I go looking around on the computer, the first thing I do is I want to know what the Word of God has to say about something. You know, if I'm going to go get a job, I want to know what the Word says about my job. You know what he says? That I should be a hard worker, even if I have a mean boss. The Bible says even if you have a froward, mean boss, you should be a good worker. Amen? Because your job is not just a place for you to work, but it's also the way you establish an ability to give a tithe. Amen? It's how you establish ability to feed your family and do all those things. So you want to honor God in your workplace. Amen? And plus, other people are looking at you, and they need your witness. Boy, when people see you working hard, even when the boss has been mean, I'm telling you, it's going to draw their attention. And that's what you're really there for, right? Because the Bible says that the Lord is going to put us in front of people who will ask, why do we have such hope? Why do we have such a good attitude? Why do we believe even in this world that things are okay? Why? Because our trust is not in this world, amen? Our trust is in the Lord, amen? And so we want to make sure that when we study, that we are studying with a work ethic that gives us an opportunity to learn the Bible and learn what God says. And then I'm going to share with you another reason why it's so critically important for us to study. And that's declared to us right here in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 55. This is probably another popular scripture, but I want to read it to you. It says in Isaiah 55, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Boy, we learn right there why we need God so much. Amen? We just learned in a millisecond why we need the Lord and why we need the Word of God. Because His ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. And His ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. But guess what? When we read the Word, He gives them to us, doesn't He? He gives us His ways, His thoughts, His wisdom. And when we let God give us that, then we can have different things happen in our life than what we've had in the past. Amen? It says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Man, boy, this can just give us peace in the middle of what we got going on, doesn't it? Even with everything that's happening in the world right now, the very fact that God says His word will not return to Him void and it will accomplish lets us know that the Lord is going to return. Amen? And God is going to save us. Amen? And the Lord will help us every day on this earth in every endeavor that we have. Amen? You know, you can't go to work tomorrow without the Lord. He'll be with you. "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." Praise God. Hallelujah. But His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. That's why we need the Word so much. We need the Word because we can get in there and let God give us thoughts that are different than what we would have without Him. Amen? And when we get God's thoughts going on in our heart, then guess what? We're going to get God outcomes happening in our life. And they're going to bring blessing to us and not destruction to us. Amen? Now I want to read something to you in the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And I want you to see something here. because this is when Jesus was talking about him dying. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Uh-oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus was trying to tell his disciples what was going to happen to him, and Peter was totally, totally against it, which is understandable. Who wants to hear that their master is going to go to a cross and be crucified? Nobody wants to hear that. Amen. But at the same time, when it was the will of God and Jesus is telling us, let's make sure that we never stir up against what God has to say to us. Let's make sure that when the Lord is speaking to us out of his word, that we make sure that we're not like Peter, who got up and openly rebuked and denied the Lord what he said was going to happen. Because first of all, we just read what? That his word is going to come forth. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. So one of the most wisdom-filled things that we can do, if we're going to be rich in wisdom, the most rich way we're going to be rich in wisdom is that we are going to take the word of God and we're going to accept it over even what we want to hear. Amen? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we'll hear something that is frustrating for us. You know, our kids could tell us something. The doctor could say something. Our workplace could say something. And it's going to be frustrating for us. But what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to put that under the word of God. And what the word of God says is what we're going to have to go with. Amen? Because we don't want to find ourselves like Peter. Peter was completely against what Jesus had to do, even though it was the will of God. But what's good about this is that we see that Peter learned, didn't he? Peter learned over time, and even though he didn't do everything right, and even though we could go through and look where Peter's fear overtook him and where he struggled, eventually we find that Peter becomes that rock that Jesus proclaimed him to be, didn't he? He became that rock right there in the book of Acts when he stood up and said, "Hey, I'm going to proclaim to you that these people are not drunk at all, but they have received what the Lord said would be poured out in the book of Joel." Amen? And so we want to make sure that we know that God is with us, and we want to make sure that we don't ever want to find ourselves rebelling against him and talking against what God has for us. Amen? Now I'm just going to go through and I'm going to share some scriptures with you here that I believe are important. And they're about the wisdom of God. It says in James chapter 3, verse 17, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Now, isn't this powerful? That the wisdom that is above, from above, when you start reading the word of God and God gives you wisdom, it's pure. It's peaceful. It's gentle. And it's actually easy to intake if we'll let it be. And that's what's powerful about God's wisdom. That's why it's so important for us to have it. That's why it's so unique for us to grab it and so well needed for us to seek it and grab a hold of it and us to want it. I'm going to read some things in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1:7 says, The fear of the Lord is in the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen? So, you know, another scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? And what that means is, are we terrified of God? No, we give him reverence. It's not a fear of him like, oh no, I'm going to run from God. It's a reverence for him, and it's a reverence for his word, and it's a desire to say, Lord, if you speak to me, I'll listen to you. No matter what it costs or no matter what anybody else says, I will listen to you, God, and I will receive what you have to say to me, and I'll walk in what you have to say to me. Hallelujah. And then it says right here in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Is that amazing or what? God is a buckler. He's a shield and a protection to those who walk upright. And he keeps our paths and he keeps our ways. And he will always be there to meet us and help us and to be a part of resolving what we have going on. Amen? That's what's so powerful about our loving Father in heaven. Amen? Woo. And right here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, it says this. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain, therefore, than fine gold. And then it says, she, meaning wisdom, is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Wow, you know, if we'll get our wisdom from God, do you know that we can have length of days, long life, and during that whole time, we can have riches and honor? We can have that right in the wisdom of God. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. I want you to know something, that wisdom is the principal thing, amen? And wisdom is something that we need from the Lord. I'm going to tell you a story, and there was a time where I was at work one time, and we were going through a really hectic season, and a boss of mine, he found out I was a Christian. And so right when we were going through this hectic season and everything was going hectic, he called me up to his office and he sat me down and he said, Philip, he said, I got a problem. And I said, you do? And I thought he was going to tell me something about work. He said, yes, I got a huge problem. I said, what's that? He said, either God is divine or sovereign, or we have our own will. And I said, no, my friend, because God is sovereign, you have your own will. I said, he's powerful enough to rule without making you a puppet. He's powerful enough to rule and empower you. He's powerful enough to rule and give you a choice. He's powerful enough that he loves you enough that he wants you to make the right decision. He says, I pray, I put before you life and death, and I pray that you'll choose life. I pray that you choose it. Choose life, please. But I also have to give you your own will, and I have to give you the right to use wisdom or not. And so I want us to make sure that we are people that understand that the way of wisdom is following the Lord, that we want to be rich in that wisdom. And we want to make sure that every time we're going to have battles, we're going to have things that we have differences on, we're going to have times where we have attitudes and we have situations, but when all that dust settles, we got to make sure that the Lord is still ruling our heart, amen? Amen? That Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and Jesus Christ is still in charge, amen? Amen. That's what we're looking for, and that's what we're going to do, because that is the wisdom of God, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. And God, we just declare your goodness and your blessing, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for how you are moving in our life, God, and how you protect us and keep us and how you give us wisdom, God. And Father, I pray that we would study, that we would do our part, that we would seek you, Father, because you are doing your part, God. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, Miss Jeannie. Praise God. Amen. Lord, right now, we just pray for Amy Murphy, and we pray for Tiger, God. And Lord, we pray that this sickness would pass from them, Father. Lord, I just pray right now that you loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Tiger and into Amy, God. And Father, that all symptoms of sickness would go and that they would be completely healed and restored. And I thank you that it's done now in Jesus' name. Father, we just put the Bluffton, Ohio, in front of you, God. Lord, they had a tragedy today, and God, we pray for the police officer that lost his life. We pray for his family. He was a husband, a father. We pray for his department. We pray for the city. We pray for those who are impacted by this today, God. And Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them, God. And Father, that grace and strength would be upon this city as they recover, God. And Lord, that you would help this family, Father. And Lord, we just declare your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise Jesus. I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. I want you to know that you always encourage my faith. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And as you know, I'll be up here to pray for people, whoever needs prayer. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen. God bless you.